tonight.
Okay, Malachas Asuras B'Shabbos. We're going through all the different, like random, rapid fire issues that must have come up in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch's days. So, Lamed Vav, Vayahalach V'Gi Lamas Hamayim. Somebody's walking. This is my favorite. This is my favorite din in Hilchas Shabbos. Yeah, Vayahalach V'Gi Lamas Hamayim. Somebody's walking and he got to a body of water that he's got to cross. Yochel Adalek, you're allowed to jump over the water, but Likvot's allowed and jump over it. Afilu hi rechava, even if it's very wide, because you normally you're not supposed to jump on Shabbos because it's not considered Shabbos dick, as they say. But here you're allowed to do that because we don't want you to get wet. Umutov, and it's better, Shiyadalek, it's better to jump me, Mashiyakif, than to go around the water. Meshemar behiluch, because then you're walking more. And you're not supposed to walk a lot on Shabbos. This is why it's my favorite halacha. Anytime my wife says, let's go for a walk on Shabbos, nope, you're not supposed to walk on Shabbos. Right? Which, I mean, that is the halacha. Right? If you're going to a Dvar Mitzvah, then you're allowed to. And if you enjoy it, you're also allowed to, as long as you don't overexert. Fine. Vasa lava baba, you're not allowed to go through the water. Shalai yavele de schita, so you shouldn't come to squeeze out your schita. Vafilu b'makam acher, and even in another place, b'makam sheyachal achlik v'lipo b'mayim, meaning even you're going someplace else, where a place where you're stopped going next to the water, and you might slip into the water. This can be in, you know, in the country where people go up, or in hotels where they go next to the pool, and they might fall in. So then, Aser Leilech B'Shabbos Shemi Yisharu B'Gadav Yavle De'Schita. Perhaps you're going to soak your B'Gadim and you're going to come to the Schita. Lamed Zayin Hayalach L'Dvar Mitzvah. Somebody's going for a Dvar Mitzvah. Going to Lahakov B'nei Aviv, a Rabbi, a Misha Gadav Menav B'Chachma. You're going to see somebody Chashu. Yochel Lar B'Nar. Then you are allowed to go through the river. Uvachi Yasa Shinoi. You should do some sort of Shinoi. Kegayin Shalay Yotzi Yadai. You shouldn't take out your hand. Mitachas Sfas Chalukai. From under the edge of your shirt, so you should remember, and you shouldn't come to do schita. Meaning it'll be as a reminder, like you're doing something different as a reminder, that you shouldn't squeeze out your clothing. You're not allowed to go through the water with your sandals. Since you're not able to tighten them well, I imagine because it's in the water, and then we're afraid it's going to fall off and you're going to come to carry it. But your shoes that stay on tight, then that will be mutter. And since you're going to the Dvar Mitzvah, so even when you're on your way back from your father, from your Rebbe, you're allowed to go back through the water. But so if you're going to watch your peiros, maintaining your money is also a little bit of a mitzvah. Then you're allowed to go on your way, but on your way back, it's not enough of a mitzvah that will allow you to go through the water. If you have mud on your clothing, if it's moist, then you could scrape it with your nails or with a knife. But if it's dry, then also legarde. And you're not allowed to scrape it, Mishum Davi Ketochen, because it's grinding. So this comes up a lot, right? So you spill some food, some chalant onto your pants. So when the chalant is wet, you could take your nail or a knife and peel it off. And that's fine. But once it dries up, so then it becomes, as you scrape it off, it becomes like a powder, and that's grinding. So then that's a problem. Unless whatever it is that fell on you was already pre-ground, then it's not a problem. There are those that say that you're not allowed to scrape it off completely so that there's no marking there whatsoever, that you're not, that some say you're not allowed to do that, but the kitzur is not going with those opinions. Lametes, beged shachar, a black beged, also lanari min hasheleg, you're not allowed to shake it out from snow, I mean havak, or from dust, and it means a black beged that's brand new, because then that looks like you're washing it. Aval lahasir me'alav hanutzis v'yada imutim, but let's say there's these little feathers or lint. You can do that with your hand. Um, Let's say you can't do that either. So it goes without saying that a lint roller, as they call it, you cannot use on Shabbos. Mem tit shal ragla manolo. So let's say you have mud on your feet or on your shoes. You can take it off with something that's mutter to take it, meaning something that's not muksa. You can't take a stick or a rock from the street and use it to scrape off the mud. Or you rub your hand on a beam, or your hand, your feet on a beam, but don't wipe it like a kaisa or like a karka, not on a wall, and not on karka. Right? And the reason is, because if on the wall, I'm not sure why you would say not to, but on the floor, I'm sorry, yeah, no, the wall is because it might look like you're adding mud to the building. Because back then, you know, they made a lot of the walls with mud, etc. And on the ground, if you're gonna go rub it, then you might end up smoothing out the ground. And if it's necessary, he has tzoya on his feet or on his shoes, and he doesn't have anything that's muksa, yachal kaneach b'kaisel. He could wipe it on the kaisel. Him ain kaisel, you kanach b'karka. And if there's no wall, then he wipes it on the karka. Him yesh lemayim. And if there's water, yachal lirchatz aminol gam b'mayim. You could wash the shoe with water. Him hu shel or, if it's made out of leather. Ki ba'or shichshuch ba'alma lo yavi kibus, because scrubbing leather is not considered kibus. Ela kishem mafshita tzad ze al tzad ze k'derech ha'kaisen. Only when you take it off this side on this side, the way launderers do it. Albasakin also legarid hatit vatsayim and aminol, but you can't take off the mud or the dirt with a knife. Shall ar with a from a, sh- a leather shoe. Right, because that's like smoothing out the leather. But barzel shalfnei abayish also lekach, and the metal that's in front of a house that's meant for this, imhuchad, if it's because people used to have these pieces of metal in front of the door that you can just rub off the mud, imhuchad also legarid. But if it's sharp, you can't scrape your shoes on it. Imenachad, but if it's not sharp, then it is mutter. Fine. Mem aleph nisalcha yada betit. Let's say your hand got full of mud. Lo yakancha b'mapa shemakancha b'yadayim. You cannot wipe it in a towel that you wipe your hands in, because then we're afraid you're gonna wash that towel. And again, paper towels and those type of things nowadays, if the towels, if they're meant to be dirty, then these are not concerns. Membeis also letzvaya shum davar. You're not allowed to dye anything. Dye to color it. Afilu betzeva shena miskayim, even if it's temporary. Now the big shiloh with this is, those kid spoons that when they get hot, they change colors, or Coors beer that when you put into the freezer, I don't know if it becomes blue or doesn't become blue, whatever it is. So can you do those things or not? So it really depends on how it works. Listen, it's debatable whether you should do those things or not, but I don't think anybody cares about it. So I never heard that the Aser, I mean, I've heard of people saying that the Coors beer, you shouldn't put into the freezer, take out of the freezer, but if you really don't care about it, and many people are not even aware of it, so then I don't see what should be such an issue, especially since you could see the mountains anyways before that. Somebody once asked me that they have a cup that they put in their coffee, hot coffee, and then comes up the picture of the family. That one already sounds a little bit more of a problem. I mean, you don't even see it, right? Okay. V'lachain also le'isha l'tzvaya panel. It is a big contemporary issue right here. It is also for a woman to put on makeup. Then you get into the whole Shabbos makeup situation. So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva that powder that's white that doesn't really stick to the skin, and it's only temporary, is allowed. But many Poskim disagree with him on that, and meaning most Poskim do. And if you, even if you do the Shabbos makeup, it has to be done properly, which is also very difficult to do. You can't put it on top of other makeup. It has to be like on a face that has zero makeup whatsoever. So, whatever. It's obviously asking on Shiloh, but it's really, really not simple. When your hands are dirty, let's say you're eating grapes and your hands get purple. So then you shouldn't wipe your hands on a beged because you're going to be dyeing the beged. Also, nowadays, very hard to say that this is negeya. If you have a bloody nose, a dam makosoi, we have a cut. Don't wipe it in a mapa. Of course, if you're using tissues, paper towels, napkins, then it's not a problem. Shouldn't put saffron into cooked foods because that colors it. Meaning the you're not a we hold ein tzviya b'ochlin. There's no such thing as dying food, which means that you're allowed to make a coffee even though you're taking the water and painting it brown. So what is the Shulchan Aruch? What is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch talking about here that you can't put in saffron? Because there the saffron is being put in specifically to change the color of the food. So that's not allowed. Meaning if you're specifically changing the color of food because you don't want the color that it is now, that's more of a problem. So then of course you get into like Pesach, people want to have red wine, but they like white wine. So they add a little red to make it red. Some places can say that's a problem because you're doing it specific. Other places can say that's not a problem because you don't really care. It's not really the color you are. But okay, whatever it is. But normally we say ain't tzviya b'ochlin. There's also some say that you should do it a little differently, meaning some have around even making coffee. So instead of taking the coffee and pouring water on top of the coffee, they say put in the water and then put in the coffee. That's the way some say to do it. Mem dalet, also lekroya, it's also to tear, oilishzar, or to, I'm sorry, not to kroya, to spin, not to spin, to combine. Like the lishzar means to spin, a filu shnei chutin, oisaros atulushas, or hair that's detached. You can't spin them together. Because that's also some sort of tikkun. Memhei, haderachu, kishatzrichan, now we get into knots. Haderachu, shekishatzrichan, likshar, ezadavar, b'shnei chutin, or mishichas. When you have to tie something with two strings, right? Or two ropes, oisha, mesayven, chut, or mishicha, achas, or you take a string and you go around, the kishin, shnei, akzavis, yachan, and you tie the two ends together like a belt. You do two knots on top of each other. Because with one knot, it's not going to be strong. Shabbos, you're not allowed to make two knots one on top of the other. Even if you can untie it that day. Because that's a professional knot. You have to be careful with a shmata that you tie around the neck, like a handkerchief, that you don't double knot it. It's a lot. This is also an issue with a lot of women's clothes. They have belts and stuff, so they want to double knot it, etc. Make sure it's not double knotted on Erev Shabbos. Also, latira b'Shabbos, come on. It's usher to untie it on Shabbos, like we said further. Even if you want to make one knot at the end of a string or a rope, or to take two ends next to each other, because for this, kesher echad is miskayim. And to take the two ends with each other, kesher echad v'olav aniva, one knot and then a bow, which is what we do with our shoes. So if you're going to untie it that day, or it's the derech to untie it that day, which is most people with their shoes, because you go like this, and then you make a bow. Right, so then it's mutter. Also, so that's with the garbage bag. Like you tie up the garbage bag, and you it may not ever be untied again. So then that's a problem. Even if it's your das to untie it that day. Meaning if it's something that's not meant to be untied, then even if you end up untying it, it's a problem. But to take two aniva is just to a bow. Because there's no knot whatsoever. Right? So the okay, knotting is complicated, but basically, if it's a knot that's professional, so then you can't do it on Shabbos. If it's a non-professional knot and it's meant to come out that day, then it's okay. If it's not meant to come out that day, then it's a problem. Now B'Shas HaTag, you have the shittas that say it'll be, you know, as long as it'll come out within the week, et cetera, et cetera. But so that's sugya. Okay. Stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night.